Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio Open Line. This is a segment, or this is a show that I did ask to our crew at Insomnia Radio to insert. I did ask them to create this show, Open Line, Insomnia Radio Open Line, but this was created some months ago. If you browse our page, insomniaradio.net, you will find a tab that says Insomnia Radio or IR Open Line, and where you will find only one show until the moment, which is by accident or not exactly. It was not my show. It was not I did it. It was not me who did it. But yes, I asked people, I asked Stuart and Charles to create this Open Line show where we would feature interviews with artists, as I have other shows outside Insomnia Radio, and I am interviewing some artists, and I would like to share these interviews also with you, listeners of Insomnia Radio. But after the creation of the show, or after we decided to create Open Line, I never did it. I never did one show, but yes, things are getting back to normal in my life. I had some busy months. Not bad things happened, good things, but it was busy months. So yes, this is my first Insomnia Radio Open Line. Excuse me if on this interview you will find references to other shows. I promise, and further interviews, not to refer to a specific show. But this show, this interview was done for another show. I probably have referred to this other show during the interview, so excuse me for that. Yes, did I say my name yet? No. I am Rodrigo Sá, normally the host of Insomnia Radio Portugal. You probably have understood that for my accent or something. Anyway, on this interview, you will be listening to Walter Benjamin. He is a Portuguese singer-composer. He lives in London. And of course, Walter Benjamin is not his real name, but it is his artistic name. And he has released this year a fantastic, a truly jewelry box called The Imaginary Life of Rosemary and Me. And so on this interview, we will focus on the on this album, The Imaginary Life of Rosemary and Me. And by the end of the interview, you will listen to one of his songs that is called High Speed Love. So here is my first Insomnia Radio Open Line for you. It is Walter Benjamin, an interview with me via Skype. And of course, don't forget to come back every day to insomniaradio.net and find great surprises every day for you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting independent music.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
He is Walter Benjamin, the man behind a truly jewelry box that is called The Imaginary Life of Rosemary and Me. Welcome to Recharge Radio, Walter.
Thank you.
You're in London?
I am in London, yeah.
You're Portuguese, but you're in London. Why in London? Why you choose London?
Well, because I really wanted to have some new experiences and leave Lisbon for a while, where I'm from, to meet new people, try new things. And London is such an amazing city for music, and has such a big tradition in terms of recording studios, bands, etc. And that was the main reason. Really, it was the city I thought I had to come to in order to learn about music and meet musicians and learn how things are get done over here.
But despite of that relation with London, you choose some of the best or some of the most important Portuguese musicians at the moment to play with you in this The Imaginary Life of Rosemary and Me. Why did you choose Portuguese people to play with you? Why did you choose those musicians?
Well, because first of all, because they're really good friends of mine. They're musicians. They're really good musicians. I'm really lucky to have such talented friends. There are people that have been working with me for a long time, and I really thought they were the right people for this project. Despite that, I still have. We started recording the album in Lisbon, but we finished the recordings in London, and the mixing was made in London. And we still have a few English musicians and an Austrian musician playing on record. We have Nick Mills and Stephen Brown playing horns. I really like this idea. I really like this idea that we can make an album in two different places, mm-hmm. and join musicians that don't know each other, and some of them never saw each other, mm-hmm. and play on the same song and the same record.
We're going to explore a bit more your relation with every of the 8 songs on this album, which, as I understand, at least they are very personal. These 8 songs are 8 chapters of your life. You consider mm-hmm. that?
I consider they're 8 chapters of a story that I wanted to present with this record. Mm-hmm. There are many sides of my life. Some of them are more interesting than others. So I wanted to tell a story, and I decided to write it in 8 chapters, 8 songs, mm-hmm. because I can't write books. I made an album.
Mm-hmm. So let's explore each of these songs, starting for the first on the first one, of course. Our imaginary house. How would you describe a painting that would invite people to enter and stay in your house?
There's a painting inside the cover of my record, and that's the painting I imagined on that song, and it has to be. But I traditionally like something that it's warm and inviting, and I guess that's what I wanted to do with this record as well. Make it warm and inviting for people to listen to.
High Speed Love, which is the first single of the album. What would be the strangest thing you could do for love, or have you ever done? Something really strange because you're in love with someone?
Well, I haven't done something really strange for love, but I've done some crazy things. I've done some crazy amounts of driving and traveling for love.
You believe it's you can do strange things for love, then?
Yeah, I think you can do a lot of things. That there are a lot of things you will do for love, for sure.
Under Your Dress, the third song on your album, have you ever give up on something you can't, something you couldn't achieve at the first or second try? Have you ever? Do you give up when you can't?
No.
Try harder.
If it's a really important thing, then I will never give up. I think that's my nature. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a musician. But as the Rolling Stones say, you can't always get what you want.
And time is on your side. 24. What it's most caring in the future, losing people or getting old?
Getting old is really scary. Mm-hmm. And when you get old, you also lose the people, and you also lose the things, and lose your youth, the way you can do things, the things you can do, the amount of beer you can drink. That song is particularly about losing a particular moment of my life, and that's scary because every moment of your life you'll never get it back. Mm-hmm. But it's also the beautiful thing about it.
Tonight ain't our last dance. Which song would you choose to be the last dance with someone else?
I'd choose the Beatles. I wouldn't dance with another.
Even though it's a fast song.
Even though it's a fast song, because I think it would be the most perfect thing to do, to end it up in style. I think if you do things, you have to do it in style. So yeah, I think I would like to have a fast song as my last dance.
Airport and Broken Hearts. What is the interesting things you can do in the airport that is not just getting in a plane?
You can look at people. You can learn about people. And you can see many, many, many different people from everywhere in the world, in a different context, in a different... they're there with different purpose, in different moods. Some people are going on holidays and they're obviously happier. Some are going in business. Some of them are going back home. Some of them are leaving home for a period of time. Some of them are really sad. Some of them are really happy, you know? So I think that's the most beautiful thing about airports is the amount of emotions you get in a place, and at the same time it's so neutral, and so it's a bit like an hospital, you know, everything is clean, and the only people that you can count on seeing there, it's the people that actually work there.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
Who? When and where? Tourdates.co.uk, the most comprehensive gig listing you'll ever need, plus thousands of free downloads from the hottest unsigned bands around, and our original unsigned chart. Tourdates.co.uk, where music is unleashed.
Island Music with Rodrigo de Sá.
Mary, last but one song on the album. Mary, do you believe in a second relation with someone else?
Never. It really never happened to me. So from experience, I don't. But I'm not saying it's impossible. but it never really happened to me. I think if things have to end, then they end for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably very rare the case where it is a good idea to go back to a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Your House, last song on the album. When someone that you love, that you find interesting, has secrets to hide, you think that is interesting about that people, that is... you like when someone that lives with you, is around you, has secrets to hide?
Well, I think the things you don't know about people are the fascinating things about them. When you obviously, I'm not talking about dark secrets. But I think, well, I don't know if you ever really get to know a person, even though you spend a whole life next to her or him. But I think that's the beauty of relationships, and that's the interesting thing. And what keeps people searching for certain things is you search for that person. You search for what they are. And I think it's probably one of the most the most interesting things when you're starting a relationship probably is discovering what's on the other side of those walls.
And you will keep on trying to discover it. And like you said on the song Under Your Dress, you won't give up on it. You want to discover everything.
Of course.
You want to go under it.
I'm going to go under.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
The Imaginary Life of Rosemary and Me, as I said, a jewelry box of a Portuguese song. You're happy with the final result of this album?
Yeah, I'm happy. It's an album that took me a long time to finish because I was, for the first time in my life, I guess I was being a perfectionist in a certain way, and I didn't want to. We had three different release dates for the album, and it only came out on the third one because I was never too happy with the end result, and I don't give up, so I had to be very happy with the final result in order to release this album. I'm not saying the record is perfect. There's no such thing as perfection, but that's what I could hear in my mind at the time, and maybe I'll change my mind in a year. But at the time, that's exactly what I wanted to hear, and I think I managed to accomplish that at least.
And you wouldn't change anything on it?
Not yet. Probably in a few months I will. The answer could be different, but for now, I'm there's always the small little details you could change, but at the same time, you have to consider the bigger picture.
Any news, any secrets for the next months, weeks, days, anything you don't
There are things I don't know that are going to happen, so that's the biggest secret.
Because the end of the world?
The end of the world, the end of the Euro. Well, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna have a few concerts here in London, and I'm playing. I'm trying to book as many gigs as possible for now. And also, I'm recording an album with a good friend of mine that plays keys with me, Jakob Batsoa. It's going to be a totally different kind of record, totally different kind of vibe. We're planning to re-release one of the old songs, a song called We Might Never Fall in Love. Mm-hmm. And that should be out soon, I don't know when, for free download on the internet. And we're planning on a big party here at home. We invite all our friends to come and sing with us.
So your neighbors must be ready for it. You have to.
They're always ready for us. They love us.
Walter Benjamin, who was born on 24th of May, the same day that Bob Dylan was born. You think Bob Dylan should have received a Nobel Prize?
I think so. he's an amazing writer, an amazing, a very important part of our history, not only music history but social history. I think he changed a lot of things, the image of a lot of things. I think he had a big impact in our culture and our society, and also he's an extraordinary writer, so I think he should get at least 2 Nobel Prizes.
Two. And he did influence you to start composing.
Yes, he was the man that taught me that you can write a song with 3 chords only, and it can be an amazing song. Well, I'm not saying that about my songs, but at least his songs are amazing songs, or at least many of them. And he was the first record, like vinyl, like proper LP, that I ever bought in my life was on the tracks by Dylan, and it really influenced me.
And Walter Benjamin, the philosopher, the German philosopher, what's your relation with him?
Well, I stole his name in a very abusive way. And although I changed it a bit, like it's a bit more English now than the original Walter Benjamin kind of thing. He was coming to Portugal trying to escape the Nazis, the Nazi persecution. And he was trying to go to Lisbon when he shot himself because he couldn't carry on his journey through Spain. So I think my relation to him, I'm really interested in his, I was really fascinated by his tragic story. And by the fact that it has had some connection with the city I was born in, and but mainly I literally stole his name.
He doesn't mind.
I don't think so. Well, I think some people do mind, but
Walter Benjamin. It's sorry.
It's done now.
Walter Benjamin, thank you for your time. You're going to be Artist of the Month too, so we will be listening to The Imaginary Life of Rosemary and Me a lot here at Island Music. And for our listeners, keep an eye on this guy. Are you Portuguese? Are you English? I was going to say he's the one of the best Portuguese musicians at the moment.
That's quite a statement. Thank you.
But you're a Portuguese musician. You live in London, but you're a Portuguese. You're Portuguese.
Yeah, I'm a Portuguese citizen, 100% Portuguese, and was made in Portugal. I'm obviously Portuguese, so I'm a Portuguese musician. But also, I don't think that, especially in London, where everyone is from everywhere, you know, I don't think that it is a problem, you know, and or an issue or anything like that. I think. I'm Portuguese, and the guys that play with me, they're from everywhere, from Austria, from UK, from Holland, you know, so from Colombia. So I, at least like my band in London, which is different from the one I have in Portugal. So I think that's the beauty of it, you know, like we're from everywhere.
Okay, thank you again for this moment, and hopefully I'll see you in the Azores Islands one of these days.
Let's hope so.
Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
I spill love.